Today we begin the period of preparation for the Christmas feast and season. Today we begin Advent. It is a time of preparation. And over the coming this week and the coming three Sundays, the church has a particular message for us each one of those Sundays. And it's an escalating message. And what's asked of us is that we hear that message and then we concentrate this coming week on working out that message more deeply in our lives. And the message today is simply, the past is history, the future is mystery. All that you and I have is the present. And the only place God is found is in the present, in the dailiness of our lives, in our homes, in our workplaces, in our classrooms, on our streets. It's one of the great truths of the Incarnation that God has chosen to appear in the ordinariness of human existence. Now, the challenge is to be aware. The challenge is to see. The challenge is to stay awake. It's a very difficult thing for us. It's a very difficult thing for me. There are so many times when I am not present to the present. I drive the car and I'm listening to the radio and I'm thinking about something and I miss my turn. And I've gone a mile and I haven't seen anything. So, I mean, if you see me on the road, stay away from me. I can be dangerous. I'm reading a novel and a word comes to mind and all of a sudden my mind goes and pretty soon I realize that I've read three pages and I don't remember anything of it because I'm thinking of something else. You're involved in a conversation with a family member, and you really don't hear what that person is saying because you're someplace else. We miss the present. We miss the moment. And it's only in the moment, it's only in the present, that God is found. And so what the church invites us to do this week is to really exert the discipline to be as present as we can be each moment as we live it, to be as present as we can be to the person we are speaking with, to be as present as we can be to the task we are doing, to be as present and available as we can be to the moment. And so the message that the church gives to us this day is, wake up. Now there are three more messages coming, and I'm not going to tell you what they are, so you've got to come back every week to hear it. But what I do guarantee you is that if you take seriously the challenge that is present in these four messages, you and I will come to celebrate the Christmas feast in a different spirit and a different way than we are right now. We turn to the Lord God now in prayer.
That the church may see the Advent season as an acceptable time of salvation, and invite all peoples to join in the great pilgrimage to the house of the Father, we pray.
Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come.
That those who live under the power of darkness may see light and abandon a life marked by excess, quarreling, jealousy, we pray.
Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Let us pray that Isaiah's vision will come true in our lifetime. That nation will not lift up sword against nation. That there will be no more training for war, we pray.
Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come.
That all the nations of the world will spend less on armaments and more on ways and means to provide better housing, food, education, health services, especially among the impoverished peoples of the world, we pray.
Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come.
We pray for those who are sick, especially Shirley Casillas, Nick Baker, Scott Murphy, Char Brady, we pray.
Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come.
For our Jewish neighbors and friends who begin this week to celebrate the feast and the season of lights, may the light of God's grace fill them and bring them peace, we pray.
Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
I would remind you there is a second collection after communion for St. Matthew's School.